Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, my adorable mamases, I've got about 45 minutes or so with you. So if there's something on your mind that you'd like to have me take a look at, this is a great time to give me a holler. 855-993-7569. Okay, so the only DVD that is worth looking at is actually a DVD that where we did an interview with called The Deli Man. And it's really kind of fun if you've ever gone to a delicatessen, because at one point a delicatessen food was a major kind of cuisine in this country. And now it's not so much, and I think part of it is just health concerns, is that people understanding that that a lot of the stuff that you got in delis ranked right along with macaroni and cheese and fried chicken as not terrifically good for you. But it turns out that the original delis didn't have meat involved in them at all. The things that people worry about, the corned beef and the pastrami, were added. They were Romanian rather than the original delis. But so if this is the kind of food that you love, it's kind of a fun documentary. And as I said, we actually had the deli man, who I think is now in Houston, on the program. So it's the rest of them are a lot of them were direct to video. Alrighty, we were talking about being overcharged, and lots of you got lots of things off your chest. Listen, if nothing else, this program can serve as a pressure valve. I'm still working on getting the Donald. I'll keep you informed on that. So one of the things that we asked about was warning labels, and the question is, what should have warning labels, and what should the warnings be? And I expected you guys to be a little bit more cynical about this than you were. We didn't get a huge number of responses. I guess the overcharging sort of acted as a pressure valve for it. All right, so Manny, are there any things that you think should have warning? I think men should probably have warning labels on you, guys. Right? You can tell how if a man's lying. You guys are going to send me emails, and I'll deserve it on this one. The joke is, you know how you can tell if a man's lying? His lips are moving. And part of it is, I have a male friend who's convinced that the reason that men act so badly is that women expect them to act badly and tolerate it. So that's his perspective. And he doesn't act particularly badly. So there we go. All right, so warning label, beware. All right, what, do you think anything? You probably think women should have warning labels on them.
At times, yeah.
All right, there we go. Oh, no, we're much easier to get along with than you guys are. There we go. Yeah, ha, ha, ha. All right, what else? What else we got for warning labels? Before I dig myself in any deeper than I've already dug.
Well, we'll start with Janet, and she says the male Homo sapiens.
Oh, see? I didn't even see that, but she and I were on the same wavelength.
Nancy says, pretty much anything that is offered for sale and comes in a box or a jar with unrecognizable ingredients should have a warning. Don't eat this.
Yeah, my basic rule of thumb is if you can't pronounce one of the ingredients, you shouldn't eat it. I was actually, in Transylvania in Romania once and was reading things off the map and literally dislocated my jaw. There's some words on the map that have no vowels whatsoever. So beware of... Actually, I thought Romania was great. But it is... some of the towns were a little hard to pronounce. Anything in a box, huh? Yeah, I think the country is going much... we're sort of being much more careful about what we eat and how we eat. And I think the diet sodas in general... The sugary ones, I think that's where this came from to begin with, is that people were saying there was really, and look, I'm not in favor of sodas particularly. I think they're not very good for you. The carbon, the carbon dioxide in them is not very healthy for you. It, supposedly chelates the calcium out of your bones, so it's bad on that level. The sugar is disastrous, and in a lot of third world countries, and especially with kids, they're getting a lot of their energy from just straight sugar, which is not very healthy for your body and does contribute to obesity and diabetes and heart disease and things of that sort. But diet sodas, I mean, we should probably all just be drinking water. But I agree that water gets really boring. So even I put some bubbles in the water sometimes, which is, I mean, the water is better than putting the carbon dioxide in the water is better, I suppose, than putting it in sugar, but still not very good for you. And I drink a lot of water, and I'm trying really hard to drink as little soda as possible. And I don't drink caffeine in any of it, but that's for another issue. And try really hard, but we should probably all, if it doesn't, if she's right, if it comes in a can or a box or anything other than out of the ground, we should probably be a lot more careful about eating it. And if we can't pronounce the ingredients, probably not a good idea to eat it. So there you go. Alrighty. 855-993-7569. All right, we were going to do another. Let's see what else we got here. So that's what should have warning labels.
We have a few more of those, actually, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Let's go.
Came in
there we go.
And you're actually really good with segues, because Sherry says, soda bottles open slowly.
Yeah, good point. How about champagne? I know I've just gone upscale on you. But I'm actually finally learning to open champagne bottles without either putting out an eye or a light bulb. And the clue is, slowly, patiently, neither of which are really my strong suit. And usually I sort of bat my big blue eyes and hand it to a man because I figure, you know, if he's going to blow something up, at least he can probably fix it. I know, pretty chauvinistic. I want you guys to know that I have this light fixture that's very modern and very pretty, and I've had it for a while, and it's got a bunch of different, like, light, they're kind of those fancy light bulbs in it. I don't know why I bought something like that, except you can't buy things with regular light bulbs in them anymore anyway. And I noticed over the weekend that a bulb had burned out, so sure enough, I'm climbing up on a ladder, and I did it, and I thought, well, I could get somebody to help me with this. I thought, no, I am woman, hear me clatter up a ladder and fix it. And there is such a sense of accomplishment of doing that. I'm so proud of myself. So there we go. So I just want you to know that I'm not one of those, oh, sir, can you help me? Unless absolutely necessary. And then I'll do it.
Eric says, babies.
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 Yeah.
Caution. Will grow and lose cuddly cuteness within 10 years. May cause extreme emotional ups and downs and feelings of frustration, guilt, and incompetence.
Amen. If you knew what teenage years were like, and all you have to do to know what they're like is remember who you were like, nobody, that would be retroactive birth control universally. Nobody would ever have kids. But we don't. We forget. And they are cute and cuddly. And have you ever seen those ads like in magazines for like fertility doctors? I swear to you, they get, if you look up cute in the dictionary, those are the baby's pictures they have. I mean, you just want to just drool all over them.
Yeah.
Good point. That one should be probably put on every marriage license. It's one thing to be married. It's another to have kids. Be careful about this. And they're going to go out in public and embarrass you. You forgot that part, too. All right. What else we got?
All right. Last one here from Fred. And Fred says, every political, and then in quotes, argument with no replicable and predictable experimental evidence supporting one cause directly to one effect must come with a warning label that reads, just because this argument makes sense to you doesn't mean it's true.
That's great. And, that's part of what, you know, I think you guys are, it's why I spend so much time bad-mouthing bad research, because I really want you guys to think critically of things, which doesn't mean to be critical of something in the negative sense. It means to say, who's asking it? How did they figure this out? What were the questions? Who was the group that was being queried? And does this have any reality to it? And, you know, that whole thing about politicians. I mean, there are so many examples of politicians saying one thing to get elected, and then once they're elected, saying something completely different. Go rent The Candidate with Robert Redford. It is one of the most chilling things. And that's looking at the left, right? So it's not even that one political party does it or not, of what it takes to get elected and what it takes to run to govern or have nothing to do with one another. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. If you need to get in touch with me, now is not a bad time. In fact, it is a good time. 855-993-7569. So we've discussed, so hopefully you guys are all feeling much calmer because we've talked about overcharging. We've talked about what should have warning labels. And then we had started this yesterday and hadn't quite finished it up about if you could change one thing in your life, what would it be? And both Manny and I, completely unbeknownst to each other, both chose our hair. I chose my nose. Previously it would have been my hair, but for really probably the first time in my life, or I guess the last couple of years, I've been okay with my hair, but I've now grown it, and everybody is just thinking, they said, oh, that looks great, so this is good. I'm wearing a ponytail some of the time, which is terrific. I mean, I have all this hair, and it's thick. I know, Manny, you're sort of salivating at this moment, but in the summer, I mean, the winter, it's great because it's heavy. In the summer, I got to get it off my neck, and because otherwise you just sweat to death, so... But I'm going to loan some to Manny, even though it's probably going to look weird. But it's getting to the point where, you know, one of those kind of things where you give your hair away so people can make human hair wigs.
Yeah.
It's getting almost to that stage where it's probably long enough. Except I just assume keep it on my head for right now, so it can wait. All right. So people, we have a couple more of these that people wanted to add. And again, when we put something up... We really try, and if you're going to take the time to respond, we want to take the time to notice your response. So, all right, let's do that.
We will continue on with Margot, and she says, I would like to have grown into more of a dreamer and less of a worrier. I find myself always worrying about the should-be's and the what-ifs rather than living in the moment and letting go.
Go ahead.
I envy my friends who do crazy things and follow their dreams. I guess I'd like to be more brave.
All right, here's what you're going to do. What you're going to do is you're going to write down one nutty thing to do. All right? Now, being who you are, it is probably not going to be something that's completely senseless. But we have to start slow with you because what we're going to try and do is reinforce positive behavior. That you're a planner and that's good. But what you're saying is you'd like to, every once in a while, without presumably drugs, to be able to take a little bit more of a risk. So figure out one thing to do in the next, and I was going to say a week, but I don't want to give you that long because you'll talk yourself out of it. In the next 24 hours, that's kind of nutty. And whether that means, let's see if I can think of some things. Whether that means, I'll tell you what came to mind, which is probably not a great idea, is going braless. Hopefully you wear a shirt you can't see through, or calling up a friend. I can give you some examples of nutty things that people have done. I tend not to. Well, I do things that are kind of based in the moment. As I said, I walked the Stations of the Cross barefoot just because, which on some level probably is not the world's smartest thing to do because viruses are forever, but I really wanted to feel what the stones felt like. And somebody said to me, wasn't it sharp? And I said, no, they're very smooth and they're very cold. So it was a very interesting phenomenon. I've done things like on archaeology digs, stuck something in my mouth when I found something that was 55,000 years old, which was actually 75,000 years old, which is not too bright either. So I'm not suggesting you do dumb, because both of these in theory had health risks attached to them. But it was unthinking. It was just enthusiasm. It was that, and if I thought about it, I probably still would have done it because whatever the risks were seemed to me less than the experience. Sticking my feet in the Jordan River where Christ was baptized, I just wanted to feel what the water felt like. And I wanted to experience that thing. So figure out something that's experiential that doesn't necessarily have long-term implications or ramifications because it's not a time, for example, like the guy who died yesterday who set off a firecracker on his head. I mean, that's stupid, right? But something that might be having dessert before you eat your dinner or not having your dinner and just eating dessert taking, of course, the kids are out of school already, deciding to call in sick to work for one day and going to the beach and hope there's nobody that you know at the beach. I mean, figure out something. You know, the thing is that I'll figure out things that make sense to me, and you need to figure out things that make sense to you. But you need to try something in the next 24 hours. It doesn't have to be major. It doesn't have to have huge ramifications, but it has to be something that you think will actually give you some pleasure, because that's the way to start a new behavior, is you do something and it feels good to do it. So then you do it again, all right? And as I said, what I would do is I would have a very short incubation period on it, because if I say a week, you're going to talk yourself out of it. And all of a sudden, a week will have gone by and you won't have done it. And you'll think, well, maybe next week. So just figure out something to do. Wrap yourself in saran wrap and meet your husband at the door. Decide you're going to line your tummy in color outside the lines with your kids. Rent, you know, a DVD that you would ordinarily not rent. I mean, just do anything that you think is kind of breaks the pattern and gives you some pleasure, and is not, it shouldn't be terribly expensive in terms of time or effort or ramifications, right? Because you want to start small and reinforce the behavior. And then let me know how it worked. Okay, what's number two?
Francis says, I would listen to my parents instead of being so headstrong.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of those things that you could go back and apologize to your parents, and they will say things like, watch with your kids, karma's a boomerang. But part of what we need to learn, and you could hear it even in Libby's call today, is kids really need to test the boundaries to a certain extent. Because most of us, you know, I've been around people who are dying. And it really is, I mean, it sounds kind of depressing, and it's not, it isn't necessarily. And it's obviously going to depend on the person and the circumstances. But what really struck me, and because I've been doing it for so long, and it started at a relatively young age, is what people regret is not the mistakes they made, but the chances they didn't take. And you don't want your life, which is going to be relatively short, to be one of regret where you all the things you didn't do. And to a certain extent, I think that listening to our parents, they're probably going to be more right than wrong, but we still need to sort that out for ourselves. And the only way to sort it out is, I think, during the teenage years. And what you hope is that your parents keep you on a loose enough leash so that you're not doing incredibly stupid things like dropping out of school or getting addicted to drugs or getting arrested or getting pregnant, that you do relatively stupid small things as opposed to stupid large things. But just go and tell your parents that, and be specific about what they told you that you probably should have paid a little bit more attention to. What else?
Last one here from Marge, and Marge says, energy. I would like tons more. Often my mind has more energy than my body, and my body just limps along.
You may want to look at what you eat, certainly what your sleep pattern is, and when in doubt, exercise. Exercise really can jazz up your body in a way that nothing else can. And again, start small, do a little bit, do something that's fun, that's reinforcing, and see if that doesn't help a bit as well. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night, but you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I just decided I wanted to add something to our warning labels because I was being somewhat facetious, but I'm not sure that I'm allowed to be facetious since I'm the host of the program and I'm a psychologist, and I don't want men to feel that they can never call. And I said to Manny, I think one of the reasons that the warning label on men should be, if my lips are moving, I'm lying, it's not because I think men are natural-born liars, but I think they spend a lot of time in relationships telling women what they think we want to hear. And part of it is that we are not very supportive of men telling us things we don't want to hear, because we do things like say, does this make me look fat? And we know if he says, yeah, you know, but a mile wide, we're going to be furious, right? So you should never ask a question if you're not willing to listen to what the answer is, number one. And we've taught men that it's not worth it, to be honest, when we're saying, does this make me look fat? Number one. Number two, that we say we want men to talk to us, and what we mean is we want men to tell us how wonderful we are and how much we mean to them. And that isn't necessarily honest. And then when we say, well, Joe went home one day and he was gone, or he's having an affair, oh, gee, why? So, I mean, the fact that we've convinced men that the only way to have a peaceful relationship is for them to lie is partially our fault. And as I said, you know, that for me, peace at any price is not the equation, because you can have peace if somebody doesn't say anything. But that's not a relationship. What you want is a lack of fear. And to a certain extent, as women, we need to make sure that our men understand that telling the truth does not mean that we will be furious with them or lock them out of the bedroom or cry. That we will listen. And men can learn to be honest, but they don't have to be brutal. And they don't have to be silent. They don't have to sulk. So I just thought I should probably add that, so people don't say, well, I can't ever call her because she doesn't really like men. Not the case. Do you feel better, Manny?
Yeah.
Manny, are you telling me the truth or not?
No, I'm fine. I was never, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
Manny knows. And he knows that. I mean, he knows. He knows. Okay. So how about an email here? Get me off the hook. There you go.
This email is from David. David says, Dr. Joy, I'm a longtime listener, but I really need your help. My wife and I have been married 33 years and have 3 sons. In the last few years, her behavior has changed in the following way. When we're out in public, she sees things that other people do that you and I would consider to be quite normal, but they really upset her. For example, she is really upset when she sees someone touch their hair with their hand, or when they raise their arms above their head to stretch. Importantly, she feels these people know it upsets her and that they are intentionally doing it to make her upset. She has told me that she thinks she's upset She has told me that she thinks she upset a very powerful person, and that person is sending these people into her life with the intention of upsetting her. Twice I have suggested she see a psychologist, but she absolutely refuses. It might be important to point out that her father died 2 years ago, at about the same time our youngest child moved out of the house. Also, this is not just every once in a while. It happens several times a week. Today, she went to the YMCA and saw someone stretching. She came home in tears, and this is now, and is now absolutely inconsolable. What can I do?
Okay. This is a serious problem, and I think what you're going to have to do is probably wait for the next time that she is inconsolable and say to her in the most loving way, honey, I know this has got to feel terrible, and maybe talking with somebody about it would make you feel better, because this is what she's experiencing is paranoia, and this is going to get worse, I guarantee you. And whether it's a psychotic break because of the strain of her father's dying and her youngest child leaving, it's a little hard to tell at this moment. But she is in serious pain, that this is not something she's making up, that she feels fearful all of the time. And she's, even when somebody's not stretching or touching their hair, she's just waiting for it to happen. And she's going to develop more symptoms that they're going to be, people are going to be sending her messages through the radio or through the water faucet, or that there's going to be something in the toothpaste. And you can predict that she's going to see more symptoms of someone trying to control her behavior. And she's frightened all of the time. She really needs to see, that one of the possibilities is to talk with her general practitioner, because you're going to need, very likely, some medication and maybe even hospitalization at some point. These symptoms are not going to get better with time. Whether she's menopausal or not, it's a little hard to tell if you've been married 33 years. It may be a combination of menopause. I don't know if she's taking any other medications. I don't know if this is a psychotic break that's evidenced by severe trauma in her life. But what you're dealing with is a severe, traumatic, acute situation that is not going to improve. And I think the way in is to say to her, honey, it must feel terrible to feel fearful all the time. Let's go talk with somebody. I'll come with you if you like. And one of the reasons that she doesn't want to see somebody is she's terrified that they're going to say she's crazy. And she's not crazy, but she's paranoid at this moment. And I don't know if she's hearing voices, which she may, if she's not now, that may develop, or it may just be that she's not talking with you about it. But you can point out to her that that you love her dearly, that you want her to be happy, that these, that the two of you have some freedom now that you haven't had previously, and you really are looking forward to spending some wonderful time together, and that you are very concerned that she is feeling so unhappy. And if the roles were reversed, and this may be the most powerful card you can play, if the roles were reversed, that she'd want you to get some help because you hate to see someone that you love suffering. And she is suffering. Have no doubt about it. So you're going to have to get her some help. I would not go with a psychologist at this moment because, as I said, she's probably going to need medication and she may need hospitalization. But waiting for this to get worse is not very profitable. And the problem about medication for somebody who feels that she's offended somebody very powerful is that she's going to feel that people are trying to poison her. So you need to focus on the fact that this must make her feel very unhappy and very frightened that you love her, and that if the roles were reversed, that she'd want you to get some help and that you'll go with her, that nobody will force her to do anything she doesn't want to do, but that you want her to be happy and that you know that she's not. But this is a serious problem. And if you need to call me about it, you can, or she needs to call me. But I think, again, the focus is not, well, this isn't true. The focus is this must make you feel terrible, and you must feel frightened a lot of the time. You may notice that she's having sleep disorders. She's not able to sleep. She's wandering around in the middle of the night by herself, that she's avoiding people and situations, that she's becoming more and more of a recluse. And it won't help. I mean, that's the problem, because at this point is likely a chemical imbalance and needs to be dealt with. Okay. I wish I had easier or better news for you, but I think my guess is that you knew that this was severe and important and really needs to be tackled. As I said, I wouldn't start with a psychologist, and I are one, so I'm very, you know, very pro-psychology, but in this particular case, there's no particular reason to start with somebody who can't medicate or hospitalize. And you may want, she may be willing, if she feels more comfortable with her OBGYN or her general practitioner, but I think the medical route is probably the route to go. I would not let a GP or an OBGYN put her on medication, because you're talking about a very specialized kind of medication, but they may be willing to refer her or to help her deal with this. Again, I don't know whether she's taking any other medication. And if she's feeling anxious and there's any kind of medication around the house, she may be self-medicating as well. But this really needs to be tackled. And at this moment, I would probably have you tackle it by yourself, because I'm sure, you know, everybody's flashing, well, what about an intervention? The problem about an intervention with somebody who's feeling paranoid is you already feel like everybody's ganging up on you. So I don't think that's the initial way to go. You may have to go eventually, and it may even be worthwhile to check and see how you involuntarily commit somebody for observation in your state, because she's suffering. And the problem about her suffering right now is she feels there's nobody she can trust. And so, again, focusing not on the problem, but on how it must make her feel fearful and unhappy all the time may be the way in, because that may be something that she can understand, that you're on her side. You're not part of the conspiracy, because that's how she's viewing the world right now. Okay? I know, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPockets.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPockets.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, the oldest man in the world died yesterday. He was 112, but there's another dude in Japan who's 112. But the oldest person in the world lives in Brooklyn.
And really?
Yeah, she's 116 on Monday.
Huh. Wow.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
So do not even mess. Well, supposedly New Yorkers live longer than the rest of the country because it's not because of low stress. It's because we all walk to the subway, I guess. At any rate. All righty, 855-99-37569. Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown.
What's on your mind, sir?
I went to my friend's building, and I noticed that the drapes have changed. I called.
That's observant of you.
I called the building. I guess it was the administrator, and I asked if there's any vacancies at these certain doors at this particular door.
Probably not if somebody has changed the drapes. That's usually because somebody's moved in.
Yeah. And she said, it was available, but it's been taken now.
Yeah.
It's not available anymore.
Yeah.
So
what's the question to me?
So my question is, I was talking about...
What's the question?
Well, she told me to go out with her and have fun with her at a certain sporting event.
Rick, this relationship is done.
Yeah, I need to know.
Well, you do know. You want her to tell you because you're hoping to revive it, and she's not going to. Obviously, if somebody moves out without giving you a forwarding address or phone number, they don't want to do business with you. It's done, Rick. And sometimes we have somebody who will sit with us calmly and explain to us why, and sometimes we don't. And this is one of the times where she's not going to explain it. It's done. It's over.
So you can
spend the rest of your life obsessing about it, and you can't spend the rest of your life calling me about it, though. But it's done.
It's okay if it's over, I guess. But I'm just saying, with regard to my property, there are three options. Either
it's done. It's gone. You're just going to have to assume that it's done. She didn't.
You mean thrown away or left behind?
Well, if it's left behind, you could certainly ask the super in the building. But if it's left behind and there's nobody who claims it and it doesn't look to the super like it's valuable, they threw it away. So my guess is it's gone. And she knows how to get in touch with you if she wants to.
But she would be afraid to if she let that happen.
So no, she wouldn't. She could just send it to you and have it sent to your house. I assume she's not. Rick, it's done. What else do you want me to say?
Okay, so I should call the building and ask.
You can ask. It's not there, but it'll make you feel better. So call up and ask whether there was anything was left in storage. And if so, you can go over and see if any of it's yours. But I guarantee you there's not going to be anything, but you're not going to believe me. So call up the building and say, Rick, it's gone. It doesn't make it. You can take it off your income tax. You can file, I suppose you could file a police report, but it's not stolen. It was left. So, I mean, but call up the building, but then don't call me, all right? Because, there's nothing else I can tell you, and I want you to stop thinking about it. It's done. You haven't seen that stuff for a year. Anything was there that you can replace it. You can take it off your income tax as whatever you want. But call up the building, but then don't call me about it because I've already told you it's gone.
I noticed very, very, very odd activity because when I was there on the 30th.
It doesn't make any difference. She's not there anymore. She's not there anymore.
I need your advice. I'm trying to tell you something.
About what?
I saw undercover police vehicle there, and the policeman looked extremely nervous, and he was a bit scared. He looked very, very guilty.
And guilty aren't at all the same facial expression.
He was trying to get out of there real fast, and I'm very good at certain. You're very gifted in many ways that I'm not, and I'm gifted in other ways. He was very guilty, and one thing she said to me before was that. It's like a tug of war, and I don't know who to believe. The police are telling me one thing about you, and you're telling me something else. I said, so you would throw me away for strangers like a baby to the fire? And she did not.
Rick, Rick, I'm not going to talk to you about this anymore. The police will not deal with you. She's not going to deal with you. You're just going to have to write it off. And if you can't do it, then you need to find somebody to talk it through with you who's not me, because you obviously don't pay much attention to me. Which is certainly your right, but it's getting frustrating, I'm sure, to listeners. It's frustrating to me, and I'm sure it's frustrating to you. She's gone. The stuff is very likely gone. You can certainly call up the super and see if she left anything in storage, and if so, you can go over and go through it if she'll let you do that, which she may not because it's not technically yours as far as she's concerned. You can certainly ask the police what's going on, and they're very likely not going to tell you. And they really don't want to do business with you. So that's my advice, to let it go. And if you simply are obsessing about it, to go find yourself a therapist, because it's not going to change anything. And you've already invested an awful lot of time and effort and stomach acid to no payoff. And you don't want to invest anything more in it. And if you feel that you're unable to get out of your own way, then go talk with a therapist who's not me, okay? Because I have nothing more to offer you, and I don't want to frustrate you. I don't want to frustrate me, and I don't want to frustrate my listeners who are saying, why do you let him on the program anymore? Good question. All righty, 855-993-7569. There's also a study, as I mentioned, of the study about 30-year-olds, which is unusual in that they usually study older people, but they've studied people who are in their late 20s, 30s, and early 30s, 30 and mid-30s. And what the markers they use are, which are pretty interesting, which are kidneys, liver, lungs, metabolic and immune system, cholesterol, cardiorespiratory fitness, and lung function, length of the telomeres, which is a relatively new phenomenon because you have to have been able to look at the genome, the protective caps at the end of chromosomes that have been found to shorten with age, dental health, which is something all of us should be careful about, condition of the tiny blood vessels at the back of the eyes, which are a proxy for the brain's blood vessels, because as those of you who've taken biology know that eye is basically brain tissue, and cognitive function. And what they found, which is not surprising, is that some people age quicker than others. And basically what you need to do is remain active, which we've known for a long time. Basically, fastest aging people experience 2 to 3 years of changes in a single calendar year. So it's sped up. They don't have very good balance, and they don't have very good motor coordination, and physically become weaker, which is all associated with inactivity. So, folks, get off your butt. Go take, instead of listening to me sitting down, go take a walk. Plug me in your I guess people don't have Walkmans anymore. Plug me into your iPhone, all right? But walk fast. Keep track at the same notion as my voice, and that'll move you pretty quickly, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Longevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.